Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday to you. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl. Yeah, just whatever you're doing right now, I hope you're good. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to people at work, my Uber drivers, my Lyft drivers, my DoorDashers. I hope you made good money yesterday during the Super Bowl. Shout out to the people moving Amazon goods and services, the USPS, the police, the fire department, the healthcare workers, just everybody out there holding it down in the community. And people are holding it down for real. Much love. Look, of course we're talking Super Bowl. We've done a lot of that already. Thank you so much to Danan Hughes. Danan Hughes used to play wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's currently their radio analyst, their radio color analyst. He joined us last hour to tell us not just about the parties, but to talk some football. Doesn't see this Chiefs dynasty ending anytime soon. We're going to take a deeper dive into the Kansas City Chiefs and what their future looks like a little bit later on in the show. Also, next hour, not this one, but next hour, Warren Moon is going to come through and join us. And so looking forward to that conversation. Always a pleasure to chat with Warren Moon. Speak with one great quarterback, talking about another one in Patrick Mahomes. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, or last hour, I should say, besides speaking to Danan, we heard from the Kansas City Chiefs, the victors, and then we heard some of the statements made by the losers, the 49ers. You know, Kyle Juszczyk said he didn't know anything about the new overtime rules. Eric Armstead on the defense said, I also had no idea about the new overtime rules, which were pretty much implemented after the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills went back and forth and back and forth in an epic game, but the Buffalo Bills didn't get a final chance to score. And so now in the postseason, both teams get an opportunity to score the ball without just a team scoring a touchdown and putting things to rest. And so last night, going into overtime, the San Francisco 49ers, they won the coin toss, and instead of giving the Chiefs the ball and having a chance to respond, knowing what they would need to do or not do, they just got the ball, and they didn't do nothing. And then they gave it to Mahomes, and we know what happened. He threw a touchdown pass to Mecole Hardman, and that's all she wrote. They pick up their third Super Bowl championship, and the San Francisco 49ers and their fans, they're disappointed. You know, I don't know how many of these things are staged at this point in time. People online are breaking their televisions, ripping them off the walls, punching them. I'm like, man, if I bought a TV, there ain't a damn thing that's going to happen, sports or otherwise, that's going to make me decide to punch it out. No chance in hell. Not at all. You know what? Maybe this man would have punched out his TV, but he was on the sidelines. He was coaching the game. He made the decision. It's Kyle Shanahan. Let's start off here. Before we get into his whole, why the hell did you decide to do this in overtime, Kyle Shanahan stated the obvious. He said, losing a Super Bowl, it sucks.
There's nothing different to say. I mean, I don't care how you lose when you lose Super Bowls, especially ones you think you can pull off. It hurts. But, I mean, I think, I don't know, when you're in the NFL, I think every team should hurt except for one at the end. We've gotten pretty damn close, but we haven't pulled it off, and we're hurting right now. But doesn't take away from how proud of our guys I am. I'm real proud of them today, too. That's part of sports. It's part of football. It's part of life. But I'm glad we put ourselves out there, and I love our team, and we'll recover, and we'll be back next year strong.
Ah, okay. Yeah, they'll be back next year. Well, they've been familiar with getting, quote-unquote, here, but here hasn't been good enough. How about when they lost to the Chiefs already to conclude the 2019 season? How about the season after that? Everybody was just hurt. They had Nick Mullins out there because how the hell are you going to trust Jimmy Garoppolo? How about the next season? They lost in the NFC Championship game to the eventual champions, the Rams. How about last year? Brock Purdy goes down. Haason Reddick, who wants to be a free agent or at least move on from the Eagles, he rips a ligament in Brock Purdy's elbow, and we had to watch an ass-whooping, 31-7 NFC Championship game. And this year, they make it back to the Super Bowl, and they lose, even though they had another victory. You know what? Let's jump into a little bit of a time warp. This is at the end of the 2019 season. February of 2020, Kyle Shanahan's team let Patrick Mahomes come from behind and beat him. Sounds like deja vu. Listen to him at the end of that loss.
Guys put their heart into the season and came up one game short. Extremely proud of us and everything. But this is going to take a little bit of time to get over, but we'll be all right.
Yeah, a little bit different. Yesterday, a little bit more painful. Yeah, there's more pain yesterday knowing that this was the second time that they went and the second time that they got beat by the Chiefs. And then Kyle Shanahan, of course, he had a lot of explaining to do when it came down to why he decided to keep the ball or receive the ball in overtime. And this was on ESPN, and this was Kyle Shanahan's explanation.
It's just something we talked about with, you know, that none of us have a ton of experience of it, but we went through all the analytics and talked with those guys, and we decided to be better. We wanted the ball third. If both teams matched and scored, we wanted to be the ones who had the chance to go win, and we got that field goal, so we knew we had to hold them to at least to a field goal, and if we did, then we felt it was in our hands after that.
Oh, so I go, you go, and then I go again. That's what the analytics said. Sure, okay. It just still sounds absolutely, I don't know about no damn analytics. It still sounds terrible to me that his own players had no idea, like, what the hell the rules were from the beginning. And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not Kyle Shanahan's job to inform all the players as to the overtime rules and the analytics. But the Kansas City Chiefs, you know what they all said? Like, we've practiced this. Like, we have been practicing this scenario for weeks. And so it really lets you know, quite frankly, it doesn't matter what the rule is or is not. In a general sense, it shows you that there is and was a lack of preparation. And that's the part that sucks. Yeah, sure, you could have thought about it, but for the team not to have an idea shows that there was a major oversight and that there are holes that can be filled here. A matter of fact, let's take a listen one more time. Eric Armstead, he said, I didn't know about the rules until they showed them on the big screen.
I didn't even know about the new playoff overtime rule, so it was a surprise to me. Yeah, I didn't even really even know what was going on in terms of that. They put on the scoreboard, and everyone was like, oh, even if you score, they get a chance still. So,
We lost. Yeah, so, what you going to do, brother? Nothing. We just lost. Anyway, there is a coach who won. His name is Andy Reid. He is getting into that category, now one of the greatest coaches of all time. It's nice when you can get hooked up with an excellent quarterback. And he got tons of experience. Been there, done that. NFC Championship game, AFC Championship game, Super Bowls. Been there, done that. Andy Reid. He was asked about Kyle Shanahan's decision. And yes, it's the opposition, but he's a part of the coaching fraternity. He ain't going to throw the guy under the bus, right? Right? Listen to this.
He's a pretty smart guy, so there's got to be a reason why he did that. Everybody's got their own philosophy on it.
Right.
And I get it. So I don't know if there's a right or wrong way. We felt that you kick off first, but that's here nor there. I mean, that's what we think, but Listen, the guy's a great football coach.
Oh, very diplomatic answer there. Made sure to not throw the guy under the bus. He just like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. We won. He's a good football coach. He can make whatever decision he can. I'm sure he had great reasoning. He went for it. Nutty. Kyle Shanahan may not get this opportunity ever again. And I know the Vegas odds makers have already said that the San Francisco 49ers are your odds-on favorites to win the Super Bowl next year. Second best odds happen to be the team that won last night. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. Kyle Shanahan maybe missed his best chance and his best opportunity because season to season, you don't know what's going to change. And especially in football, it's big time when it comes down to injuries. We saw how a major injury to, at that time, a first-year quarterback in Brock Purdy changed the trajectory of the squad moving forward. Just that NFC title game, Hassan Reddick smacking into the arm of Brock Purdy changed it all. 49ers could have maybe beat the Eagles last year. 49ers could have went to the Super Bowl and took on the Chiefs last year. We don't know. One injury. And speaking of Brock Purdy, God bless him, right? Came through. I can't say he had an awful game. I don't think he did. Can't say he had a great game. He did okay. It is a mediocre, normal game for Brock Purdy. I know he had a lot of comments after the game about his performance and not helping out. He finished the game completing 23 of 38 passes, 255 yards. Had that one touchdown to Juwan Jennings, who also threw his own touchdown to Christian McCaffrey. But Brock Purdy, I guess this is why people like him, right? He didn't run, he didn't hide, he didn't cower. Brock Purdy took responsibility. Listen to this.
When you have a good offense like the Chiefs do and what Mahomes can do, you know, for us it's like, all right, we have to, you know, score touchdowns. And we had opportunities to do so, I think. Shot ourselves in the foot with, you know, just penalties and the operations and stuff. So I got to be better in terms of, you know, leading the guys and just, you know, I think how I handle things in the huddle and telling them, you know, what to expect, stuff like that. So, but yeah, at the end of the day, I think we have the team, the offense to score touchdowns, and I think I failed to put our team in position to do that.
Yeah, team game. He didn't throw the game. You know, we could say everybody could have done better. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, the man really never fumbles. I think last night was his third fumble for this season. I think the past couple of seasons he might have two combined. He don't fumble the ball. Last night he fumbled the ball early. We got dudes who can't get out of the way on a punt return, giving the ball right back to Kansas City. We have the decision by the coach. I mean, it was bad luck. Even a Dre Greenlaw, so hyped to run back out onto the field that he blows out his Achilles. Like, some of these things you just can't make up. So Brock Purdy, he's not all at fault. He can shoulder the responsibility for being the most important dude on the team, right? At the most important position of offense. But he didn't throw the game. He didn't win it for him, obviously. And Kyle Shanahan, after the game, he had some words and thoughts on Brock Purdy and his performance as well. Take a listen to this.
Hopefully I'll spend a little time with him tonight. We'll see how it goes. But, I mean, you don't say a lot. There's not much to say. You let guys deal with it. You got to feel this. It's not something that just words or anything makes it feel better. You sit there and you deal with it, and you got to do that for a while. But man, I'm so proud of Brock, how he shows up every week, how he plays. He had an unbelievable year, and he did a hell of a job today.
Yeah, I don't know about a hell of a job. He did okay. I mean, if we're handing out grades, I guess he was a strong C. Not a C minus, not a C plus, just a C, right? 49ers, you don't get these chances all the time. You don't. Kyle Shanahan might have missed out on his best chance or opportunity because realistically, these chances and opportunities have been here since 2019. That's not me even counting his tenure as offensive coordinator and that Super Bowl loss with the Falcons. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Bernard is here from Charlotte, North Carolina. Bernard, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind, Bernard?
Certainly. First of all, Shanahan, He's 44 years old, and it took Belichick a long time, probably age 50-plus, to get where he would be called a GOAT. So there's a little bit of runway here for Shanahan. The best thing he's got going for him is learning from these negative experiences. So I wouldn't just write him off right away. But what I really wanted to talk about was how they lost this game.
But before you move on, Bernard, I think with this squad, the 49ers are expected to still be competitive. But you only get but so many chances with the core of a team. You know, if I got to think about Brock Purdy and eventually him having to get paid, not this upcoming season, but following the season, you think about all the players they have on the roster. Yeah, Kyle Shanahan can coach for a long time somewhere else, but there's also a lot of volatility right now in being an NFL head coach. And so when you're staring it in the face right now, this minute, this second, ain't no guarantees it's going to come back. And given Bill Belichick's success, yeah, he found success as a defensive coordinator two times over with the New York Giants. He had Hall of Fame players, as we know, and it took more than a decade, almost 15 years, for him to get anywhere close to that. So a little difference in parallels. I think it's a tough comparison. What else you got, Bernard?
Okay, so where did they lose this game? We know that all sports, especially football, is mental, emotional, and physical. Where they lost this game was in the second quarter when they ran that trick play. Even though they scored, JR, to me, mentally and emotionally, they told the Chiefs, we can't beat you straight up. Now, that same trick play, if they had saved that for the fourth quarter or overtime, they'd be Super Bowl champions. But when a team, again, the Super Bowl, and you result into trick plays that early in the game, you tell the other team that we don't feel we can handle you straight up. So that's why I thought they lost the game. 4 minutes and 23 seconds into the second quarter.
Okay.
I'll take your response offline.
No, absolutely, Bernard. Thank you for calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I understand that. And you very well could take the approach of, hey, y'all can't beat us. You got to throw out the kitchen sink and go deep digging or diving deep into the bag of tricks. I understand that. But I don't think it was a surprise. I don't think it was a matter of we don't feel confident in our offense or our QB. This is what the 49ers do. I mean, they run reverses. They flip in trick plays. Like, this is not a shock. We have seen over the years, you know, Deebo Samuel will throw a touchdown the same way that he might rush for a touchdown or be on the receiving end of a touchdown. So I'm not going to dive all that deep. I think everybody on the football field, everybody in the stands, everybody watching at home, everybody knows that Patrick Mahomes is the guy. He's the dude that you got to beat. There isn't anybody else on any other team. If Mahomes is on the field, you're going to go, that's the guy who's better than everybody else. And so Brock Purdy is certainly not in that category. I know he was in consideration as an MVP finalist, but I don't want to look at the trick play to say, you know, that gave Kansas City, you know, a little bit of an oomph. Oh, we got him now. Or that was the 49ers just, you know, being scared or not confident. I think they just do what they do. And they run plenty of trick plays, without a doubt. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. Warren Moon is going to join us about an hour from now. Next hour, Warren Moon is going to join us. Definitely want to talk to him about Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And then Shanahan, he might be missing out here on another opportunity with the 49ers. I could tell you someone that we did not miss last night. They got plenty of screen time. At least she did. It's Taylor Swift. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
A peanut butter M&M's production. In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Warren Moon is going to join us next hour. One Hall of Fame quarterback. I want to talk about another one, a future Hall of Famer, and Patrick Mahomes. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's 855-212-4CBS. I want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right before we went to break, we talked about Kyle Shanahan and the whole overtime fiasco. Apparently, quite a few of the players weren't understanding of the rules. That would lead you to conclude that Kyle Shanahan and his team did not really dive into overtime and what would take place. Kyle Shanahan says, yeah, well, we decided to receive the ball because analytics dictated that if we get the ball and they get the ball, we can go ahead and answer back. But, like, how does that even make sense if they get a chance to score and beat you on a second try? There's no guarantee you're getting a ball back on the third time. But what do I know? I'm not an NFL statistician. That just sounds kind of stupid to me. Well, he didn't win a Super Bowl. He lost it. 855-212-4CBS. Joey's calling from the Bronx. Hey, Joey, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, JR? I just think that Shanahan, if he were to get canned today or tomorrow, you think Belichick could come in and swoop up the job? I'll listen on the other end. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show, brother.
Thank you so much. Shout outs to Joey for calling from the Bronx, New York. No, Joey, no. Kyle Shanahan is not going anywhere. I think that would be a... I think that'd be a massive overstep, overreach. I would consider that to be a big overreaction. I mean, you want to bring in Bill Belichick. So what happens if Belichick comes in and he has to negotiate what he does and what he doesn't do and in dealing with John Lynch and who has say-so and who has power? I think that's a lack of confidence, not just in the coach, but in the players as well. That's a culture shift. I mean, if I'm able to play a video game and, yeah, just put Bill Belichick in there for a couple of games, then that's different. But in reality, that's a whole lot easier said than done. It's not worth the trouble. No, Bill Belichick is going to be watching games this season just like me and you. And I think it's just bad culturally to take a team to the Super Bowl and just boot the coach out. That's a little too much. A little too much. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Kansas City. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, JR, what's going on, my man?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, it was a great win last night. We here in Kansas City enjoyed it. There was a lot of doubt with how the season was going, but Patrick does what Patrick does. He proved the whole nation wrong, and there's always best, not the best, bet against them. And
well,
one
John,
more thing I wanted.
John.
I mean, you can't bet against him, man. He's amazing.
Hold on, John. Hold on. Patrick Mahomes proved the whole nation wrong?
Yes, sir.
Oh, John, I got to tell you, man. I get it. It's easy to play kind of the underdog role. There was a crap ton of people who believed in the Kansas City Chiefs to win because of Patrick Mahomes. So I get it. you know, maybe being in Kansas City, you feel like, oh, nobody believes in us. Nobody thought that we were going to do this. And nah, man, like people know Patrick Mahomes is the guy. I wouldn't go for that, man.
Yeah, I was really talking about how the way we played during the regular season. There was a lot of mistakes being made, a lot of receivers dropping balls, things of that nature. And it made a lot of people doubt that they can complete the job. And at the end of the day, we...
Reasonable. Yes, reasonable. You play like ass, people go in doubt. It's just, that makes sense.
No doubt. And one more thing I wanted to say is there's no excuse for professional football players not to understand the rules of overtime. When you're a professional football player and the rules been in place for, 2 years? And you try to claim that you didn't understand how the rules went, that's ridiculous in my view.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised that they admitted it publicly because it makes them sound bad individually, and it makes the coaching staff sound bad. So there's ways that you can walk around that, but I guess after you lose and you're going into the offseason, maybe you don't give a damn how and what people think. It makes everybody look terrible. Especially for this to happen in the biggest of games. It puts an added spotlight on it. Hey, John, you going to that that Chiefs parade on Wednesday?
Oh, most definitely. I went to the other two, and I'm going to go to this one. I'm going to keep the party going.
Now, were people downtown losing their minds? Like, or is the city clean?
Well, it went pretty smoothly, actually. There was no real big problems or anything. The last one, it went pretty smooth. They learned from the first one of mistakes, you know, having more, like, restrooms available for everyone and having more things, food, vendors and stuff. So they learned from the first one. The last one was good, and I think this one will be top-notch.
Okay, yeah. We know some cities, they win championships, and they tend to, let's just say, go overboard in a downtown area, climbing poles, burning things, flipping over cars.
No, none of that here. None of that here.
Kansas City, a little bit more civilized of a region and city, huh?
I would say a little bit more civilized. That's correct.
All right. Well, okay.
Thanks a lot for taking my call, JR. I appreciate you, man.
Sure, John. Thank you so much for calling from Kansas City. So if I want to say that I've learned anything here, it's that Kansas City is classier than Philadelphia. Am I saying that? Hickey, you don't have to agree with me. You can stay out of this one, okay?
Oh, no, I am in 1,000% agreement.
Oh, wow. You want to expand on that a little bit more?
Sure. I mean, the good folks at Kansas City know how to win and know how to party better than eating horse crap, huh?
Than doing what?
Eating horse manure.
The fans in Philadelphia eat.
Oh,
horse?
Did you not see that? Oh my goodness, JR. I don't know if I want to advise you to do some Googling in the break because I don't know if you want to watch that. But let's just say in 2017, that was the delicacy of choice for a few fans after the Eagles won.
So
I don't think the fine folks in Kansas City. I think they're going to have something a little bit more classier.
Barbecue.
More delectable. Something that you actually want to eat when you're in a good mood.
Well, isn't horse crap? It's hay, right? Is it just hay, right?
Well, I guess.
Grass,
yeah,
and
whatever
grass
else
and
is, you know, whatever other enzymes and whatever else is going on.
Oh, you're right, because it goes through the digestive. I don't know what the inside of a horse is like, but.
Neither do I.
I know it smells bad when it comes out and it got those hay and grass. Well, thank you for filling me in. I learned something new today. I know about climbing poles and all that other stuff in Philly, but eating horse crap, that's...
I don't watch a lot of movies, Jared, but I'll tell you the important stuff you need to know. Like, who eats horse crap after their team wins a Super Bowl?
Any other cities? Just Philly.
Just Philly. They are one of one.
Okay. It's nice to know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, they know how to party in a classy way. In Kansas City, the parade is going to take place on Wednesday. There was a point in time where there was some rancor and some high energy on the sidelines there at the game last night. It looked like they might have won anything, especially when Mr. Travis Kelce is bumping Andy Reid. I'm like, whoa, what are we doing here? A little too physical here. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk Taylor Swift. We got Warren Moon coming up. Next hour, we're going to talk about Patrick Mahomes and legacy and dynasties. We got you covered here.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow. that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years and I still don't know. Right now we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hall of Famer Warren Moon is going to join us next hour. Make sure you stay tuned on that one. We've been obviously talking about the Super Bowl. We have heard some of the other news going down in the NFL. Mitch Trubisky no longer a member of the Steelers. They have mutually decided to part ways. I just think that has more to do with the Steelers not wanting him anymore. And then Mike Zimmer officially being named the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of back and forth over the past several days. Heading into, I guess, last week as well, about whether or not Rex Ryan was going to get the job. Rex Ryan, I assume, is going to stay in the broadcast studio up in Bristol, Connecticut at ESPN, as Mike Zimmer is going to be returning to the booth. Well, at least the defensive coordinator's booth, high above AT&T Stadium, replacing Dan Quinn, who we now also know is the head coach of the Washington Commanders. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. A lot of talk about the Chiefs. When Warren Moon joins us next hour, I'm definitely going to get into his thoughts on the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, you know, what this team, and really Mahomes. I want to hear from one Hall of Fame QB on someone who's a future Hall of Fame QB. But despite the victory last night, things didn't go off without a hitch. We know that it took into the second half and overtime before the Kansas City Chiefs came out on top and won. And it was one point in the second quarter that has been widely distributed and was even replayed last night. It didn't even get a whole lot of buzz on the airwaves. You know, after Isaiah Pacheco fumbled in the end zone, not too long after that, Travis Kelce, he kind of came up to Andy Reid in the second quarter and kind of got in his face and nudged him and pushed him and just like, yo, I want to be out on the field. And it's just like, whoa. Andy Reid was not prepared for it. He stumbled. I think we all know Andy Reid isn't in the greatest of shape. He's probably in bad shape physically, all things considered. He said he wanted to have cheeseburgers to celebrate last night, and he kind of stumbled. It was in the realm of possibility, and yeah, it did not happen, but it was in the realm of possibility that Andy Reid could have hit the floor. He stood upright, stumbled. Travis Kelce was kind of moved and whisked away while Andy Reid was trying to grab him and get his attention. And it was just a bad look. You know, if Travis Kelce wasn't a likable guy, you know, if he wasn't one of these, I'm on TV, I'm dating Taylor Swift. If this was, let's just say, I don't know, Antonio Brown, like he would have been getting ripped to shreds about being selfish and what have you. And that's part of the double standard that we know exists in a lot of places, because what he did was wrong. Okay, and he explained it, and so did Andy Reid. Let's listen to Travis Kelce first on this little dust-up with the coach.
When you and Andy Reid had that, what I call a very engaging conversation.
Oh, you guys saw that?
What was the conversation
well,
about?
There were a few cameras.
I mean, was it, hey, I need the ball, I can help us win? What was that about?
Man, it was, I'm gonna keep it between us unless my mic'd up tells the world, but I was just telling him how much I love him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was Kelce chatting it up with ESPN after the game. And Andy Reid, he was asked the same thing in his post-game press conference. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, he caught me off balance. I wasn't watching. Cheap shot, but that's all right. He did good. He was really coming over, just put me in, I'll score. You know, so that's really what it was. Well, I love that. I mean, it's not the first time. So, I appreciate him.
Okay, just put me in, I'll score. It's just, this a bad look, all right? And if that's all that he said, then why couldn't Travis Kelce just share that? I was just telling Coach, hey, I wanted to be in the game, I wanted to score. What else could he have said, right? I mean, he's not going over to Andy Reid and telling him, hey, can we go out for dinner on Friday? That's not what he's doing. But there's just a way. There really is. It's not a good look to put your hands on a coach like that. Not a good look to get in his face. And we've seen players beef with coaches all over the place, all the time. Tom Brady throwing tablets and yelling and screaming. But to get physical on the sidelines like that, could you imagine Rob Gronkowski running up to Bill Belichick like that? No. You know, can I see, I can't even say, you know, who's another coach that you wouldn't want to, not that you wouldn't want to put hands on, now that I think about it. Hey, Hickey, is anybody running up to Dan Campbell like that?
Him, I know Mike Vrabel doesn't have a job, but if Mike Vrabel is employed, I don't think anyone's bumping him. That's for sure.
I don't think anybody's running into these dudes. But, you know, I can go down the list. And it's a lot of wide receivers. And Travis Kelce, tight end, yes. But we know the wide receivers are the ones that are always considered to be the divas and have the egos. Terrell Owens, is he running up on somebody? He'd be plastered all over the papers the next day, win or lose, about how he was a blight and selfish. I mean, Chad Ochocinco, the same would be said about him. But I guess when you build up a high enough Q rating as a celebrity, you get a pass. What Travis Kelce did yesterday was wrong, and they can sweep it under the rug because they won. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jerry, he's calling from Vancouver on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jerry?
JR, by the way, I'm enjoying your show. First-time caller on this time slot. We're just telling your producer, and by the way, he is something else. Don't lose him. He's extremely good at what he does. I saw the game yesterday afternoon, and I'm going to say this. A few years ago, I was watching Tom Brady surgically dispose of the Atlanta when they won the Super Bowl. Just between you and I and the rest of your listeners, Mahomes is it. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not a Kansas City fan. I'm not a Kelce fan. And by the way, I think you're absolutely correct. He had no business doing that to the coach. Like, are you kidding me? I'm not a fan of his. I'm a fan of Mahomes. He basically surgically removed the Frisco from the Super Bowl, and I've never seen anything like it in my since Brady. That's all I wanted to say. And would you tell your producer, nice going, he is really very good. Thanks. I appreciate that, JR. Thank you.
He's right here, Jerry. You could tell him his name is Ryan. He's right here. talk to each other. I agree with you, but you can tell him he's right here. He heard you. Say something, Hickey.
Thank you, Jerry. The check is in the mail, sir.
I tell you something. You're on the, this is the one show that you come back on. You tell your listener what's going on, and I really appreciate it. And I did turn my I haven't got my speaker on, and okay. But JR, you are very good at what you do.
Oh,
and first time calling on your new time slot, and I'm definitely going to enjoy Warren Moon. By the way, he played in Canada,
in the CFL.
Too, so would you
yes.
say that, too?
Yes, we know he played in the CFL before the NFL. Yes, Jerry.
Thank you, JR. Thank you so much. And I enjoyed the game, but I also enjoy Mahomes. He is something else.
We agree. Thank you, Jerry, for calling from Vancouver. Yeah, he had the big up. Well, yeah, why wouldn't he big up his country? CFL, yeah, we know Warren Moon played in the CFL. We're going to have five more Canadians remind us about it, too. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. I'm glad that you alluded to what happened between Travis and Mr. Reed. I just yeah, that was a little bit out of order, but he's a competitor, and yes, but I'm hopefully that it's not going to affect the team going forward. I hear that, you know, I don't think Patrick liked what he did, but that's another story. But I guess the reason for my call, JR, is that GOAT status with Patrick, what he's done in the first 6 years of his career, unprecedented. But I'm just worried that we're making the conclusion too quickly, and the reason for my thinking is Mike Trout. You know, Mike Trout was on the path to being arguably the greatest, but I just don't think his back's going to hold up, and you need longevity on top of that great talent. Yes, Patrick is arguably the most physically gifted quarterback that we've ever seen. He's on par with Elway, I guess, if you would say, movement, running, arm strength, just being able to do what he is.
Here's a difference between Mike Trout and Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, sir.
What is Mike Trout won when it comes down? When it's all, like, what has he won?
Well, I guess you're right. Nothing. It's just the people say physically he's the most gifted. He has the MVPs and the way he was just going. You're right.
But
he hasn't won any titles.
Yeah,
you're,
and it's
absolutely
different.
Right, Jared.
We know baseball is different. Patrick Mahomes has won. Patrick Mahomes has proven and shown to be durable. So I think, yeah, of course, when you think about football and you think about the NFL, it only takes one hit to change the direction of a franchise.
Yeah. So, but Jared, I got to tell you, real quick, I don't know why, but Mr. Positive is getting caught up with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I'm not a big fan of hers, but I don't know why. It's just a spectacle. Her, every movement, him, but basically her, that, oh, my God. I mean, she's winning all the awards. She's breaking records in the record industry, the music industry. I mean, she's the biggest star in the world on the biggest stage with Travis. I'm watching the PDA that they were doing, and I was watching it. I told Ryan the other night. I was watching it 7-8 times over and over.
Whoa.
Because I want to see. I know. I want to see if it's really real.
You
or
can
is
tell.
It you contrived.
Can, you can look at people kissing and tell whether or not it's real.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. I don't know.
I don't know,
my friend.
I haven't looked 8-9 times, but let's see. Let's see how long it lasts. Thank you, Greg.
Okay, you betcha.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Wow. Hey Hickey, you got the video on replay? You got it in your phone too?
No, I do not. I give Gregory, I guess, credit. I guess you're fast with the clicker, if you want to say credit there. But, yeah, he saw it and made sure that he saw it again and again and again. And just in case you missed it the first 5 times, there it is for number 6, just to make sure, as Gregory would say, it's real.
He wants to know whether or not the relationship is authentic. It ain't none of my business. Like, I don't care. I don't. I would say, well, let's put it this way. Even if we went a step further, they're not married, obviously, but 50% of marriages fail. It's 50-50. You're going to go one way or the other. I would venture to say that relationships, dating, maybe 80% of them fail. I don't know the stats. And so, yeah, the odds of them sticking together ain't high. And go ahead and factor in the fact that they're celebrities. And that I feel like that lowers the odds and the chances even further. So, hey, look, enjoy Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift as much as you can. God only knows how much longer that's going to last. I would bet my ass. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Is she going to be at the parade, Hickey, or she got to go back on tour?
That's a great question. I don't know.
That'd be oh, my God. How many more million people would they add if they just knew Taylor Swift would be on a ride?
Oh,
right?
Wow. I didn't think about that. Kansas City may be the destination now on Wednesday for half of the country.
It might be. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk more about Mahomes on the other side of the break. Warren Moon is going to join us in about 30 minutes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow. That makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years and I still don't know. Right now we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world. And we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.